Julianne Russell, another Women's National League season just around the corner. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. It's been a really good pre-season so far, but obviously everyone's dying to just get the season started, and it's a good game against that Athlone away, so yeah, looking forward to it.
Now, of course, you're a multi-capped international player from an Irish Republic of Ireland point of view. Played in Dublin, played in Australia, came back, played the season with Galway. Have you enjoyed the experience of you're just after coming back again?
Yeah, I have. I think being under the Galway United banner is really good for the team. A lot of resources put in, good facilities, and there's a really good bunch here. The kind of core of the group has stayed the same from last season. I think that's really important. And we've added one or two, and there's good talent in this group, so looking forward to getting going.
And of course, new names, new faces, new players coming in is all part of the competition for places.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be difficult for Phil to pick that starting 11 for the first game. I don't envy him. But I think it's really important to have a strong squad, and especially for the season, people get injured, people are sick and away, etc. So it's really important.
And of course, from your own point of view, you did play just a little bit last season, but I think you had a genuine reason. You had a new little arrival.
I did, yeah. I had a little girl, Rosie. She was born last June. So I came back after about 3 months, and I got to play the last game actually of the season, which was great to get under my belt. Now I'm just looking forward to getting going, and for her to come to the games and watch and see her mum play.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely something for her. I'm sure the grandparents will arrive somewhere along the way there, and I've no doubt. How have you found pre-season? Everything going smoothly? And obviously you had a number of games.
Yeah, I think it's definitely been the toughest pre-season that I've had here in Ireland. It's been really good in terms of we've had a lot of sessions, a lot of good games, and just the intensity is really high, and it's something that I love. I kind of love running, love tough sessions, so far it's been good, and hopefully we can bring that into the season.
From your own point of view, when I saw you, we'd say more 2 years ago when you came back originally, you would have been seen as a midfielder. Are you still in that role, or have you pushed on or wider? Do you know where you're going to end up?
I've actually pushed up even further up the pitch. For pre-season, I've been playing a lot up front. So I'll play anywhere on the field as long as I'm playing. I don't really care. But it's a new challenge up front at the moment, and I'm enjoying it.
Speaking to Phil earlier on, I mean, I just mentioned obviously that cup success, which Galway United won last season, that filled the side with huge confidence. So they had a fantastic finale to the season. I suppose you'd be hoping that. And last season, the beginning wasn't great either.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd be looking to sort of build, take the confidence from that.
Yeah, and look, I think any piece of silverware is always really nice for a team and for a club, and getting that taste of glory last year is something that the team want to get again. So obviously silverware is something that we're aiming for this season. So hopefully I'll speech at the end of the season and there'll be something in my hands.
Exactly, that would be fantastic. I mean, I think, I don't know whether the standard has levelled out a little bit. You know, I know Piemont won it very well last season, but I think, you know, a lot of players have left some of the Dublin clubs.
Yeah.
And I think other clubs obviously have strengthened, so one would hope that would be a bonus from a Galway United point of view.
Yeah, look, I think the standard in the league has totally moved forward again, and it's definitely evened out. It's not just one or two teams. It's like you really don't know where it'll be going, and even the likes of Treaty, they've really bolstered their squad from last year, and you can see from some of the pre-season results they've really given it to teams. So I think it's going to be exciting. It's, you won't know who's going to be winning each week, so it's good for us, and hopefully we can be up at the top.
Of course, you're doing most of your training here in Headford in Moinvenna grounds. Facilities look top class.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Really, really good astro, good pitch, and the resources and the people here have been phenomenal to work with. So friendly and always like willing to help us. So yeah, it's a credit to them.
So you're like a newborn, mad to get back playing ball. Talking about newborns, I'm sure you're looking forward to it hugely.
I am. Look, I obviously being out pregnant, you just kind of, when you're watching, all you want to do is play. And now that I'm back fit and back ready to go, I just can't